So we have an incredible tshuva tonight, authored by Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, better known as the No Dibi Yehuda. He was a halachic authority, right, the chief rabbi of Prague, and he's known as the No Dibi Yehuda based on his tshuvas that he answered for the Yiddish people. In this question, he's asked about a hunter. Somebody likes to hunt for sport. It's a sport, it's a recreation, it's a fun activity. And the question is posed to him, is this permissible? Can I hunt for sport? Very interesting question. And in this answer, you find real yisodos, real pearls of Yiddish wisdom. So let's begin. V'shoresh she'elato, ish echad asher zachahu Hashem b'nachala rechava. The root of your question is, it's talking about a certain gentleman that he was zocha from Hashem to have a very big estate. He had a lot of property, a lot of land. We're not going to skip around tonight, so we're just going to read it in its entirety. V'yesh lo kfarim v'ya'aros, and he had many forests, asher b'ha'ya'aros tarmosh kol chayto ya'ar. He had all these forests in his estate, and the animals were roaming free. Imutar lo lelech ba'atzmo le'yarot bekana sreif ha'letzot zayim. Was he allowed to go by himself and hunt the animals? Oh, he must release Israel so davar zeh. Or maybe it's prohibited for a Jew to engage in such activity. Imishum tsar balechaim. Maybe it's tsar balechaim. It's pain to the animals. O mishum bal tashchis. O mishum shenagubo iser tsar balechaim. So basically, the No Dibi Yehuda and the halachic element goes back and forth. Is hunting permissible? And remember, Sachs, this is a halachic work. So it goes back and forth. Conclusion is mutter. Al pi din, the No Dibi Yehuda rules, it's mutter to go hunting. But here we go, second paragraph. We get to the Yiddish Torahs. V'amnam ma'od ani tamal gufa davar. The No Dibi Yehuda writes, okay, you're right. Halakhically speaking, letter of the law is permissible. I'm shocked at this question, that a Jew is asking me if he could go hunting. Why? V'lo matzinu ish tzayid rak benimrod uve'etzev. Esav. Who do we find hunters in the Torah? Nimrod, Esav, they're the hunters. This is not the way of the ancestors, the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So beautiful. We come from such a beautiful heritage. Ashreinu matov chalkenu. This is not the lot. This is not the activity of somebody of such a noble heritage from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? Sometimes we lose sight of who we really are. The Am Skula, the Am Nifchar. Can't be embarrassed. You should be proud to say it. That we're from the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We don't do such activity. The Adkan Dibarti Mitzad Yosher and Haga Shera'uil Adam Larchok Mizeh. He said, up until this point, I talk about the ethical implications that a Jew should distance himself from this activity. But he says, mate, there actually is an Isser. V'akshav ani omer afilu isura ika. There's also an Isser. What is that? Sharei kol oskim b'zeh srichim lichanes b'ya'aros v'achmis atzman b'sakanos gedolos b'mkom gedudei chayos. Anybody that engages in hunting is putting himself at great risk. It's a place of wild animals roaming. It's dangerous. Rachmana amar v'nishmartim me'ob l'nafshoteichem. The Torah tells us we have to be very careful for our bodies, for our souls. We have to have very vigilant in the way we are. That's why we can't smoke. So we can have dangerous things. We can't do dangerous activities. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to resist from dangerous activities. We have to guard ourselves. Who was a greater expert in hunting than Esav? Shekatuv ha'ida lavi Esav ish yodei etzai. The Torah says he's the man who knew how to hunt. Upuchaze ma marwa atzma. What did Esav say about himself, who is the paradigm hunter? Hine anochi holech lamus. When he's trying to get the bracha from Yaakov, he says, I'm going to die. What does it mean I'm going to die? Why? V'ein mikro yotzei midei pshuto. Don't take this pasuk out of, don't do drush. Just read it literally. Shahenu mistake mechal yom ben gedudei chayot v'chein pershu haramban. Ramban explains, what does it mean when Esav says, I'm going to die? Because he was always involved with wild animals. He was a hunter. It's a very dangerous activity. That's why at any moment he could have died. His life was always on the line. Umeyata, says the No Dibi Yehuda, Eich yachnitz atzmo ish Yehudi l'makom gedudei chayos ro'os. How could a Jew put himself in such a precarious, dangerous situation? We have to be very vigilant. The Gemara says in Talmud, Eizehu chacham, who is the wise man? Haro'es anolad, who could see the outcome. We're not prophets, but we have to put ourselves in positions to succeed. And the last line, Somebody listens to me, dwells in his house with tranquility and calmness. Shouldn't waste his time with such matters. It's a very, very deep thing that the Nodei Buddha is saying. Just to summarize, he writes that perhaps it might be permissible, right? Certain activities might be the Ikar Hadin, letter of the law, permissible. And you could debate it, and you could find a leniency, and you could find a Tzad Leheter. But his powerful line is, the Ein Zedrachai B'nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. This is not the way of the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. It all depends how we hold ourselves, right? Sometimes we go out, take off our kippahs, we try to hide our Judaism, right? We talked about this on the Shabbaton. We try to hide and run away. We should be proud. We're from the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the greatest ancestors of all time. The greatest Gedolim, and from the Imahos. We come from royalty. We're B'nai Malachim. We're from B'nai Malachim. This is the way we were created, not to have a sense of arrogance, but a sense of realization that it's a beautiful, beautiful lot that we have. So certain activities, oh, it's mutter, I could do it. But does this fit my noble heritage? Does this fit who I am as a Jew? Ashreinu matov chalkenu, you should all have a great Yontif Chag Sameach.